Hello students, here I am with the module of the chapter, first module of the chapter, Markets Around Us, of your civics textbook, Social and Political Life, Part 2. So moving on to the very first slide, as you will see, the name of the chapter is written in bright bold letters with a colorful picture of multiple items being sold in a market place. And the point of attraction are the beautifully colored vegetables at the back and the faces of little children prominent enough to catch our attention. So the heading of the chapter is quite justified, isn't it? As you can see, and I hope the picture alongside nicely describes it. The market, as you can see, a market is it's a part and parcel of our daily life. Okay, it can be a weekly market, it can be a neighborhood market, it can be a shopping complex, it can be a mall, it can be anything. So a market is a is an essential part and parcel of our daily life, and we depend on it. Okay, we depend on a market in some or the other way every day. Okay, the everyday household items which we buy, or for an or say for matter any other thing which we buy, that the market fulfills all our requirements. So the first slide, as you can see, it contains the picture of the what we generally understand by the market, or the name of the chapter, as we can see, the markets around us. Now moving on to the second slide, we can see the definition of the market is boldly highlighted. So a market is a place of gathering of all kinds of buyers and sellers who come for purchase and sale of goods. So people come here to sell their goods, and of course buyers are there, consumers are there who come for buying goods. And these goods range from livestock, food items, and all other commodities required by us in our daily life. So everybody has visited a market, and in a market, as you can see, every kind of item is there. Okay, every kind of item, everything is there, be it food items, be it cloth, be it your maybe the household items, the utensils, maybe the spices, maybe the groceries, the stationery items like your ruler, your eraser, your pen, pencil, everything is found. So a market fulfills all our requirements, all our little requirements in some way or the other. It is therefore, it can be, a market can be described as a kind of commercial place or a center of trade and commerce. Okay, it is a kind of commercial place or a center of trade and commerce. Trade and commerce, because people come here to buy goods, okay, to purchase goods and to sell their goods. Okay, so it is a center of trade and commerce. What is noteworthy is that a market plays a very important role in our everyday life, and we genuinely depend on it to fulfill our day-to-day needs. As I just now said it, the cartoon in the background is quite a nice proof of this, as we'll notice in the slide. Okay, so these, there are two keywords, to buy and to sell. Okay, buying and selling. Okay, so everything in a market, it revolves around these two, buying and selling. The third slide deals with what we know as a weekly market or a marketplace. Okay, the third slide deals with weekly market. Okay, the first, there are various kinds of markets. The first market which will be, the first category which we will be dealing with is weekly market or a marketplace. As you will notice, no item is left out. Okay, be it cloths, crops, vegetables, utensils, groceries, everything. Okay, stationery items, everything is available here, and that too at a very cheap rate. Okay, unlike malls or shopping complexes, weekly markets have no fixed place to set up their provisions to sell. Okay, so this is an important feature of weekly market. They don't have any permanent setup like big shops. Okay, in a what is called in a market or in a shopping complex, they don't have any permanent setup. They today a week Today, what is called a trader is selling in front of your house or at a little distance away from your house. And tomorrow you will find that, yes, that trader is gone. He might be selling somewhere away from your house. Okay. So the place of a weekly market, it changes constantly. And they can change places anytime depending on their needs. Okay. And they don't require any what is called reason to change their place. Okay. They can change place anytime. Interestingly, there are a variety of choices and people become prone to confusion as to what exactly they should buy and how much to bargain. Okay, so in a weekly market, this is also a very good, very an important positive feature of the weekly market is that people can bargain. Okay, because common people, they cannot afford to buy everything at what is called the fixed price or the printed price. Okay, so most of the people tend to bargain. And so how to bargain and how much to bargain? Okay, and where to bargain? These questions generally come up when people try to bargain. For example, a cloth which the price of which is suppose 50 rupees. Okay, a mother maybe she has gone to buy a shirt for her son in a weekly market. Everything is available. Okay, at a very cheap rate. So she has decided that the actual price is 150. She says no, that I'll not buy it for 150 rupees. I'll only give you 120 rupees. Okay, so she wants to save 30 rupees. Okay, it's there in her mind that yes, I am not going to spend more than 120 or maximum 130. Okay, I'm not going to spend 150 for a shirt. So the shopkeeper listens to her and ultimately he or she might might accept, yes, that we have okay, you take the shirt and give me 130 rupees. Okay, so both of them, the shopkeeper also, okay, in a weekly market, a shopkeeper or a trader, he or she doesn't, what is called, nobody sells it for a loss. Okay, everybody keeps a profit margin and then sells it. So there is this deal and the final deal is, yes, 120 rupees for the shirt. Now, bargain is something which is a common practice here, unlike big shopkeepers who don't allow. Everything can be bargained, making such markets extremely user-friendly and pocket-friendly also. People crowd here like anything. Okay, in weekly markets, you will see that you have no place to stand. Okay, it's extremely crowded. Moreover, huge quantities can be bought also if required without burning your pocket. Just now I said that it's extremely user-friendly. At the same time, it is extremely pocket-friendly also. In India, such markets are commonly known as haat, which take place on a specific day of the week. Okay, it is known as haat. Everybody knows this term. Now, moving on to the fourth slide. The fourth slide deals with neighborhood shops. Okay, so this is the second category, the neighborhood shops, which are nearby shops selling various goods and services in our neighborhood. You can see a number of pictures of the various kinds of shops. For example, books, boutique, bakery, coffee shop, fast food, barber shop, cafe, crockery store, laundry, and so on. Okay, so a neighborhood shop. Okay, it's there in your neighborhood, very near to you, very near to your home, maybe, or maybe suppose 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, just around. Okay, you can walk to that particular shop or store, or maybe you have your own personal vehicle, two wheeler, four wheeler, whatever. You means it's at a very convenient distance. So everything is found. Almost it fulfills all your thing. It fulfills all your requirements. Okay. And what are the categories here? Books, say barber shop, cafe, crockery, laundry, and so on. But one thing to be noted is that most of the things found in the neighborhood shops, they are not they are not branded and they are not very expensive. You can bargain here definitely like a weekly market. Because the neighborhood shop, all the neighborhood shops, they know you. Okay, you are their what is called old customer. So allow you to buy goods at expensive prices. They allow you to have your own space, and they always give you an opportunity to bargain. So the neighborhood shops are all our nearby hands-on shops, as you can say, where we go and can have all our daily requirements fulfilled. What is important is that all the neighborhood shops, they play an important role in helping us with our daily requirements. So just like the weekly market, neighborhood shops also, they help us to fulfill our daily requirement. We don't need to go to a shopping complex or a mall in the busy city or town. We don't need to visit frequently, okay, that yes, I'll visit the city or I'll visit the town, and yes, I have to make a plan and then again we will go. No, nothing like that. You simply go to a neighborhood shop and you buy the things. Of course, there are clothes stores also, okay, for the daily requirements of clothes and all, many things are available. So neighborhood shops, in all this, if you notice that in India, neighborhood shops are a very common practice everywhere, and everywhere they can be noticed, and they are loved by all. They are accessible, and they can be means all the shops, okay, they know you, so you are always you always enjoy an upper hand. Okay, now the fifth slide, as you can see, deals with what a mall looks like. Okay, so this is the third category, that is of the mall. Most of you have visited a mall and have quite a good knowledge about it. As you will notice, malls are all air-conditioned, multi-storied buildings with shops on different floors. Malls sell branded, expensive and special products. And there is this atmosphere of glitz and glamour all about it. Okay, so a mall, if you have visited a mall, many of you have visited in the metropolitan cities, of course, this is a very common feature. At least if you go to in Jamshedpur, if you talk about, there is a single mall which has come up recently. But in all other metropolitan cities, there are many malls. Okay, there are maybe 5 to 10 malls everywhere, because it's a very large place and it caters to the needs of the metropolitan dwellers. Now, one thing to be noted is that people who visit malls, they don't have the tendency. They know that, yes, I'm not going to bargain there. Nobody will allow me. Okay, so I can, I'm going there to buy good clothes, okay, branded, expensive clothes. And they have this mindset, yes, I'm not going to, I don't have any, means I'll not be allowed to bargain there. Okay, I know it very well. Clear. And as you can see in the picture, how people are going around leisurely visiting every shop and buying things for themselves and their family. So this mall is a huge place. If you have visited, every one of you must have visited. So this is a huge place. There are places for, there are what is called space for everybody to walk. There is space for everybody to visit every shop, to have a casual look around everywhere. And there is this thing that, yes, I'm going to have a leisurely walk, leisurely movement, and I can enjoy myself. Okay, visiting a shop means you can enjoy yourself. So visiting, for the children especially, if you will notice that visiting a mall is a very very happy affair. Yes, I'm going to visit a mall, I'll enjoy every opportunity of it. Because in a mall, you don't not only buy, okay, even if you don't buy anything, there is no such thing as any compulsion. Yes, you have to buy. No such thing. Okay, so you visit a mall, you visit the shops, you buy thing, you may buy or you may not buy, and you have your food maybe, because there are various floors in the mall and the children love it a lot. Okay, so they can have all kinds of fast foods over there, and it becomes a sort of short trip. Okay, yes, we are going to visit mall today. So they feel very happy, and all the things there have fixed price tags, and the shopkeepers, they assure us, yes, we are going to give you the best quality. Now, finally, the sixth slide deals with the shopping complexes, where we see a number of shops crowded together in a particular area. Importantly, all these shops sell both expensive and non-expensive products. And the shopkeepers, they definitely allow you to bargain though they're equally concerned about reaping the best of the profits. See, the shopping complex is what? A number of shops gathered together in a single place. Okay, there is a crowd of a number of shops, maybe 5 shops, 10 shops, first floor, second floor, third floor, like that. But a shopping complex is not like a mall. Okay, in a single building, everything is there. No, not like that. Okay, it may happen sometimes, but there are a variety of shops crowded together and an entire area is there for parking your vehicles. And suppose 10 to 12 shops are there, and all around the shops also there are eateries and everything. Okay, there are some local people also who are selling, suppose, some kind of what is called those eatables. Okay, and for example, puffed rice and all. So people are enjoying themselves. Okay, you come out of the shopping complex and then you can have your all kinds of stalls. The hawkers are there standing around. So this kind of what is called activities you will notice in a shopping complex, unlike the mall. In a mall, or in and around the mall, there are no hawkers as such. Okay, you will not notice. But in a shopping complex, because it is a large area, obviously there are hawkers. Means they are allowed to move around. Okay, it's a free place. Now, the picture you can see, it's a little bit different. Okay, just now I said, and a mall can be a part. A mall can be a part of a shopping complex, definitely. Okay, a mall can be there. Along with it, there are many other shops. Okay. So, a shopping complex is a huge area. Okay, complex. Complex means a huge area containing many kinds of shops. And it's more of a, more freedom is there to move around. And of course, there is more freedom to bargain, unlike a mall. In a mall, everything has fixed price. Nothing can be bargained. But in a shopping complex, it allows you to bargain. At the same time, there are some shops which don't allow you to bargain. They don't allow. No. We are not allowing you to bargain. You have to take the things at the printed price. Okay. So, this is all for module 1. And in the module 2, we will see the remaining part of the chapter. Thank you.